Title: California Court of Appeal Enforces Delaware Forum Selection Clause Contained in Certificate of Incorporation. Content: In Bushinsky v. Sun Xiong, 2018. Calories: App, Lexis 493, Cal App, May 25, 2018. The California Court of Appeal, 4th Appellate District, affirmed the dismissal of a shareholder derivative action brought in the Superior Court of California, San Diego County, on forum non-convenience grounds based upon an exclusive Delaware forum selection clause in the corporation's certificate of incorporation. This decision interpreted for the first time a condition in a forum selection clause requiring that the Delaware courts have personal jurisdiction over all indispensable parties in order to trigger exclusive forum selection. The court rejected plaintiff's assertion that Delaware personal jurisdiction must exist at the time of the filing of the suit, and instead held that post-filing conduct by a defendant voluntarily accepting Delaware personal jurisdiction within a reasonable timeframe thereafter was sufficient. In so doing, the court disagreed expressly with a decision from the Washington Court of Appeals. This decision reflects continued deference by the California courts to Delaware forum selection clauses in certificates of incorporation. Plaintiff Stephen Bushinsky filed a shareholder derivative action purportedly on behalf of nominal defendant NantQuest Incorporated, a Delaware corporation headquartered in San Diego County, California, alleging causes of action against its directors for breaches of fiduciary duty. Plaintiff also alleged accounting malpractice and aiding and abetting claims against Mayer Hoffman PC, an accounting firm that served as NantQuest's auditor. NantQuest moved to dismiss based upon forum non-convenience, arguing that the exclusive Delaware forum selection clause in its certificate of incorporation mandated dismissal of the action brought in San Diego. The clause in question designated Delaware as the sole and exclusive forum for any action brought, subject to the condition precedent that the Delaware courts have personal jurisdiction over the indispensable parties named as defendants. The San Diego Superior Court enforced the forum selection clause and dismissed the case. Plaintiff appealed. Plaintiff argued that the forum selection clause was never triggered because the Delaware courts lacked personal jurisdiction over Mayer Hoffman, allegedly an indispensable party, at the time the action was filed. Although Mayer Hoffman consented to personal jurisdiction in Delaware less than 2 months after filing, plaintiff argued this was insufficient under a traditional minimum contacts analysis, under which personal jurisdiction is determined at the time of filing. The Court of Appeal affirmed. First, the court noted that plaintiff's argument failed to account for a consent analysis, whereby personal jurisdiction could be established post-filing by a defendant's voluntary consent to jurisdiction. The court held that reading a rigid time limitation into the term personal jurisdiction was unreasonable, and declined to do so. Rather, the court held that where, as here, a condition precedent to a forum selection clause in a Delaware corporation's certificate of incorporation was silent as to a time frame for performance, it would be presumed that it was to be performed within a reasonable time. The 2-month time period Mayer Hoffman took to consent was deemed reasonable, the court held, and thus the condition precedent was thus effectively complied with. The court noted that its decision would not be read as endorsing gamesmanship, whereby parties could strategically delay consent to personal jurisdiction until it became tactically advantageous to give it. The court held that Mayer Hoffman had not engaged in any gamesmanship, but rather specifically requested that its demurrer be heard after the motion to dismiss, filed only a few weeks later by NantQuest. The court concluded its analysis by elaborating on the shortcomings it saw in the Washington Court of Appeals decision in Chavez v. Cinder, 2016 Washington App, Lexis 2517, Washington App, October 17, 2016, a case factually similar to Bushinsky. There, the Washington court held that post-filing consent was irrelevant in determining jurisdiction. The California court took issue with, 1. The fact that Chavez was unpublished, and thus questioned its persuasive value and, 2. The logic underlying the Washington court's assertion that